Well, hey, church, welcome back to our Drivecast. My name is Braden Rodriguez. I am the student and 1825 pastor at our LifePoint Delaware location. And this week I had the extreme opportunity opportunity to be over at our Plain City campus teaching on Psalm chapter 1. And Psalm chapter 1 is one of my favorite passages in all of the scripture. It was one of the passages I memorized a long time ago with some people. And man, it means a lot to me, that passage. And so I want to kind of dig in on my main point and kind of into verse 2 in particular in Psalm chapter 1. My main point that Sunday morning was the happy man is planted in the Lord. We looked at this word blessed and how it says, blessed is the man, happy is the man, blissful, happiness and complete is the man who, and then you skip down to verse 2, delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And he's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf do not wither, and all he does, he prospers. And so you get this idea that this man who is happy is planted in the Lord. He's planted and delighting in the law of the Lord. And one of the things that I said on Sunday morning was delight is found in God and delight is found in the words of God. The delight is found in God and delight is found in the words of God. And I just in that portion, we talked a little bit about the spiritual discipline of being in God's word. There's multiple forms of being in God's word, which I kind of unpacked. We talked about reading God's word, listening God's word preached over us, meditating on God's word, thinking about and being moved to action through God's word, memorizing God's word, and also studying God's word, which is different than reading because we're looking back into some things. But I also wanted to kind of dig back in, right? So those are the kind of the things that we expect, right? His delight is in the law of the Lord, God's word as a spiritual discipline. But we also brought up, you know, it is delight found in God, in God's presence. We said in his presence, there's fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16, verse 11. And so how are there some other ways in which we can do things, have spiritual disciplines in our life that lead us to be in the presence of God, delighting the presence of God so that we are in full joy? So the first was, right, being in God's word. I think the second we could look at is prayer and fasting, that we would reach out to God and pray and talk to God. It says, you know, God, because you bend down to listen to me, I will pray as long as I have breath. It says that in the Psalms. And so that God is listening to his people. So therefore we call out to him. So we would pray to God. I think that's a spiritual discipline in which we can add to our day-to-day rhythms so that we can delight in the presence of God. I briefly talked about this on Sunday, but we talked about community, being with God's people. That is a real way in which we can feel the presence of God, is that we get in the community of believers on Sunday mornings and in life groups, gathering large and gathering small, and really feeling the presence of God through his church. And it talks about in the scriptures how we are one body made of different parts, all given different gifts and different functions, and so that when we come together, we are one big organism functioning together under the leadership of God, Jesus himself. And so community is another one of those. So being in life with other believers. Another is worship, right? That's the one that we probably would say we all love the most, right? Singing to God. Paul, there's no coincidence, I think. Paul talks about when we greet one another and when we gather, man, it says we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that we would, in multiple ways, lift up worship to God, and we would lift up worship to him by singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And then just a couple of more and kind of short, but giving and generosity, man, that's a way in which we can be in the presence of God. Man, we spend time with the Lord and not just giving of our money. That is a way in which we can practice good spiritual disciplines and see what God's doing in our life, but not just giving in money, but being generous with our time, being generous with our resources, being generous with God's gifting in which he's given us. And I think that is a way in which we can feel the presence of God. And then lastly is the taking of the Lord's Supper. We see back in Acts, or jump forward to Acts chapter 2, that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, to prayer, breaking of bread and the fellowship, right? Breaking of bread, taking of the Lord's Supper. Why is that a way in which we can jump into the presence of God, find delightment in God's presence? Well, I think it's because what the Lord's Supper represents, that if we are devoting ourselves to what the Lord's Supper is and taking communion is, that means we're devoting ourselves to the gospel message itself. That when Jesus took the bread and broke it, he says, "This is my body broken for you." And when he said, "Here's the cup and, you know, drink of this, this is my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins," right? We can then partake in that remembrance and that proclamation that Jesus died for us and rose for us and saved us. That is the gospel message. So when we are devoted to the taking of the Lord's Supper with the church and with our families, really what we're saying is, man, let's be devoted to this gospel life and devoted to Jesus. And so I know we talked about a few spiritual disciplines there, but hopefully you'll take those things and that those things can be added to your life so that you can jump into the presence of God, that you would find delight in God and you would find delight in his words and that you would be planted in him and that you would find yourself happy in the Lord and the Lord alone. Well, church, thank you so much for joining in with us again on our Drivecast. I'm going to pray for us and we are sent. Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you. God, would we find ways to build in these good habits and rhythms into our life so that way we can delight in your presence and delight in your word. Father, that we would find happiness in you and you alone and satisfaction in you and you alone. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor for you are the only one worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.